Welcome to the I Heart Chocolate podcast, a place where chasing dreams and chocolate is celebrated, where it's okay to break tradition and pursue your own true happiness. Hey y'all, I'm your host, Tina Codina, award-winning chocolatier and chocolate mentor to amazing humans worldwide. I've been in the game for 15 plus years now, yo, and I've learned so much from this crazy journey of working and training under literal chocolate masters, running my own successful business, and being married to my master chocolatier husband, Portuguese stud muffin, Bruno Codina. This podcast was created to inspire, encourage, and help you become the best dang chocolatier you possibly can be. I am absolutely here to help you do the dang thing. So take a deep breath, get the mind right, and get ready to listen. You ready, friend? Let's dive in. Hey, 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 welcome to another episode of the I Heart Chocolate podcast, a safe space for chocolatiers to learn about chocolate, chocolatiering, and things beyond. My name is Tina Codina. Thanks for joining me. So today I wanted to talk about doing one thing in your business that is going to compound and make the biggest difference. So I'm bringing this to your awareness because oftentimes I feel like so many chocolatiers are on the struggle bus, especially when it comes to the business side and especially when it comes to sales. And sales, what I've learned and what I realize, and I'm still continuing to learn, is that sales is this complex beast of so many different things that you can think that you start to get good, but then you realize that you still have so much more to learn. And so that inspired me to come on here today because I feel like if you can look at your business and, you know, take bird's eye view, like take yourself a little bit out of it and look down and see, where am I struggling the most at? Is it getting customers? Is it in delivery? Is it in production? Is it in the sales? Is it in social media? Like, where are you struggling the most, right? And focus on that one thing more, right? It sounds so simple. I know this sounds so simplistic, but the problem I see is that a lot of chocolatiers are trying to do all of the things all at once. So they're completely spread thin and then they get no traction and then they get really frustrated that nothing's changing. Of course, you're too many hands, your two hands in too many different things. And so something that I've been reading up on and something that I'm personally working towards beyond just chocolate, beyond just chocolatier life, is to grow this business that I've been starting to build, the Codina Chocolate Online Coaching Business, to grow it to a level where I now will have a team of people who are going to help me run it more efficiently, who are going to let me be more free to do the thing that I do well, to help the machine get well oiled. Well, how do I get to that place? I have to focus on one thing at a time. It's similarly to any of you chocolatiers listening to this. If you're wondering, how the heck can I have a successful business? You build it and you focus on one thing at a time. Let's just fast forward. Say you already have the shop. Say that you're already up and running. Say that you already know how to do chocolate and all that stuff. If you are not generating the income, the revenue, the profit that you need in your business, the one thing that you should be focusing on is sales. And like I mentioned earlier, sales is a huge complex beast, but push come to shove, if you don't have sales in your business, you don't have a business. I've said this before, you have a very, 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 very expensive hobby. Learning sales, meaning where your customers come from, how you interact with them, how many touch points you have with them, your sales process, where they go once you lead them into your funnel or into your sales process, where they go into your business, how you deliver the order, how you follow up with the order, how you retain the customer, if you retain the customer. This is all part of sales. And the problem is, like I said, a lot of chocolatiers are just simply winging it. They don't understand. But if you compounded, if you put your interest, if you put your curiosity, if you're wondering like, how do I learn sales? Hit me up because that's especially what I focus on in my mentorship programs. But if you are really focused on sales, I feel like naturally the rest of your business kind of starts to build up because you now have the revenue and you now have the profit to either reinvest into your business, invest into a team member, a VA, someone to help you out, invest into another course that's going to help you in some other part of your business or another chocolate skill that you're looking to learn, invest into your packaging. Something that's going to make a big impact on your business. But forever long, as dividing your time on a bunch of different tasks that necessarily aren't really helping your business, then your business is never going to grow. And most likely, it's going to die. And I say that very seriously. And I also say that because it happened to me. I'm not saying this based off what I think will happen. I am saying it off of experience. So hi, hello, if you're new to my podcast, I actually had a side hustle business. It's a chocolate lady. I ran it for 8 years. It was my pride and joy. It was like my baby. I put so much into that business beyond what a lot of people know. And as much as it came off with a certain impression and seemed like I had everything under control behind the scenes, I didn't have anything. I didn't have any business structure. I didn't have any systems. I didn't even know numbers really well. I just had this belief that if I keep doing what I'm doing, naturally over time, as I'm accumulating more revenue, but I didn't even know what my true profit was, but as I was accumulating more revenue, and if I just keep doing these pop-ups, and if I just keep selling chocolate and making the chocolate and slowly kind of getting my name, I'm going to have a business, a full-fledged business one day. Didn't happen. What was missing? I didn't understand sales. I didn't understand business. So my point is, again, is that if you're curious about something, and maybe that curious thing is kind of like a stick in your side or like a thorn in your side, and you're like, why are you here? Why do you keep poking me? It's trying to tell you something. You have to be self-aware enough to realize you need to pull the thorn out. You need to figure out how to heal yourself, how to make yourself better. Because if not, you're always going to be functioning as if there's something sharp poking in your side that's slowing you down. And I'm, again, speaking about this from personal experience, not speaking about this from just la-la land, right? So take this nugget of information for you today. What is the one thing you need to focus on in your chocolate business that really needs all of your attention, more so than other tasks? Focus on that. How can you improve in it? Where can you learn more about it? How can you get the help or the support that you need? What do you need to do first? How can you do it consistently? My favorite C word, y'all know this. How can you do that consistently? And how are you going to track the results of your efforts? If you do that, I promise you're going to start to see change, because now you're starting to actually see and track something versus doing things how you're doing it, throwing things at the wall, hoping things stick, hoping that holiday season will make up for this slow summer. And I don't subscribe to slow summer. I have mentees who are freaking killing it right now. Summer is not supposed to be slow, y'all, if you do it the right way. And really take control of your business. I'm going to leave y'all with that. Have a fantabulous day, and I'll catch you on the next one. And that's a wrap. Thanks so much for joining along and listening. I super duper appreciate it. If you could be so kind, share this podcast with another chocolate friend who may benefit. Becoming a chocolatier has been a dream come true, and these days I am all about helping other passionate, hardworking folks like yourself step into that next level of chocolate happiness. You can always send me a DM via Instagram at @CoutinhoChocolate or join my free Facebook group, Passion to Chalk Biz, to connect with other awesome chocolatiers like yourself. Till next time, my friends, and remember this, you are worthy of the life you dream. That is my mantra for freaking life. You just have to have the courage to keep pursuing it. Here's to doing the dang thing and forever loving what we do. Cheers.